Local coverage of Arizona sustainability news on KJZZ is supported by Intel Corporation. Intel is committed to sustainable water management in Arizona and around the world. Learn more at intel.com/Arizona.
But first, over the weekend, a floating boom designed to corral plastic pollution in the Pacific was launched. The goal of the pollution scooper called the Ocean Cleanup is ridding the world's oceans of plastic pollution. And joining us by phone is George Leonard, Chief Scientist for the Ocean Conservancy in Santa Cruz. One of his areas of specialty is marine debris and plastic. George, good morning.
Hi, Steve. Hi, Lauren. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, great to have you with us. So the Ocean Cleanup is an ambitious undertaking, no doubt, to address a huge problem. But I wanted to ask you, would you mind describing it for us, what it looks like to you, and what its designers claim they want it to do, and as a third question, whether you think it can be done?
Well, it's essentially a very long, several thousand foot long boom, plastic boom, that is designed to kind of float out in the middle of the central Pacific Gyre, what's called the Great Pacific Garbage Patch. And the currents presumably are going to flow past this, and the boom and a net hanging below it are presumably going to intercept that plastic, and then it'll be collected essentially passively over time, and then removed and brought back to land.
What about marine life, though? I mean, how could they avoid catching fish, dolphins, sharks, et cetera?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, there's a number of questions. One is, can it remove plastic at all? And I think that remains to be seen. And then the second question, as you allude to, is, can you remove plastic but not catch marine life? And I think that's the worry of a lot of organizations like Ocean Conservancy and other scientists that are out there. Many of the marine life are about the same size as the plastic particles, and it doesn't really make a lot of intuitive sense that you could remove plastic without interfering with some of those. The other is that this is going to be a large physical structure in the ocean, and we know from fishing boats that if you put any kind of structure in the open ocean, animals will be attracted to it. Hmm. And so there's some worry that this might actually attract marine life and could become entangled as a result of it.
Do you know where this project came from? Like, are there a lot of efforts out there to try to come up with some way of addressing this massive plastic problems? Like, you referenced this garbage patch in the Pacific, and this came out of that effort?
Well, absolutely. I mean, we now know that plastic in the world's oceans is one of the top three threats to ocean health. The other two are climate change and overfishing, and plastic is probably three on the list. There is a whole community now that's really focused on this problem, everything from scientists to the private sector to conservation organizations like Ocean Conservancy. And this idea emerged when Boyan Slat, who is the founder of this, as a teenager, decided he wanted to try to do something about this. So I think it's part of this kind of growing global movement to figure out how to keep plastics out of the ocean. And ultimately, that's what's really needed here. We need to really focus on keeping plastics out of the ocean. If we clean up the ocean but don't turn off that tap, it's going to just be an ongoing challenge.
Well, George, this begs that question then for me, as far as if something like the Ocean Cleanup were not in effect, even if it's not perfect, which of course nothing is this a time where if we don't try something like this, we're almost reaching critical mass, I guess is the question.
Well, I think there's a sense that this is the only thing that's being tried out there. And like I said, there's a whole community of actors around the world now. It's important to recognize that even if the Ocean Cleanup Project is 100% successful, they might only be removing essentially 3% of the plastic, or in some cases, depending on your math, less than 1% of the plastic that's actually flowing into the ocean every year. So the numbers are not in their favor, and the most effective way to solve this problem is to turn off the tap. The other way is to focus on cleanups that are frankly easier and cheaper. And at Ocean Conservancy, just next weekend on September 15th, we're going to be hosting the International Coastal Cleanup, where nearly a million volunteers will come out for only 2 hours on Saturday morning, September 15th, and they'll collect probably 20 million tons of marine debris off the world's beaches and waterways, and most of that will be plastic.
Hmm. So it sounds like this is a problem that definitely needs to be addressed, but this is an attempt at a silver bullet that you are a little skeptical about.
Well, we're certainly skeptical, but, you know, I really hope it works. You know, the ocean needs all the help it can get. Plastic is very much a threat to the world's oceans.
All right. That is George Leonard, chief scientist for the Ocean Conservancy in Santa Cruz. George, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you.